The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault on MFR 2.
Very warm welcome to this week's MFR Shinty Show. A very special show this week. No domestic shinty. It's all about the international shinty and hurling, for that matter, as Scotland take on Ireland. And I'm very delighted to say, joined as always in the studio by Scotland boss Drew McNeil. Drew, a lot of excitement building ahead of this game, and it's finally come round for you.
Yeah, one more sleep.
You're off tomorrow, Friday, to travel over there to the game. Bags packed?
Not yet. I'm going home to do that after this show.
And of course, make sure you pack them yourself, because when you get to that checking desk, that's the first tricky question. Have you packed your bags yourself, sir?
No, I'll let my wife. No, I'll be packing my own bag.
I mean, as we said, you know, this, it seems to, well, we seem to have been talking about this game for a while now. It's finally come round. It's a game that you've been looking forward to for a while, I'd imagine everyone involved, from the Scottish camp and the Irish camp as well. And it's been a long year.
It has been. Unfortunately, the year's not finished yet. And if we'd all be hoping this would be, you know, it's actually getting in the way of the shinty at the moment, this competition. But no, it's here now. We're all going to enjoy it on and off the park. That's the main thing.
Yeah, obviously, as you say, the Premier Division is still ongoing. Two games called off for the weekend. And you know, it's a bit of a shame, really, that you know, we haven't had the climax to the Premier Division yet, but that's still to come. But it's all about the international now, and a chance for Scotland. First of all, we're away to County Kildare on Saturday, and it's a chance to get another win on Irish soil, like last year.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant, isn't it? Oh, last couple of years we've won away from home. Kilkenny, Croke Park and Attie this weekend, hopefully with a bit of luck. I don't know what the surface is like. We're hoping for a good surface. Kind of, yeah. It's important for us, but no, we'll go there and give it our best shot.
I suppose, you know, the big thing last year was the win at Croke Park, and you know, speaking to Norman Campbell, who will hear pretty soon on the MFR Shinty Show, he was, you know, he was over the moon to play in such a big ground, albeit it wasn't full, but there were still, you know, a good 30,000-40,000 people in there. Different kind of venue this time round, but it doesn't matter where the venue is. It's going to be a, you know, an exciting day, good crowd as well there.
I hope so. When I was looking back the footage of that first game last year at Croke Park, it didn't really catch the speed of it, because the Irish started that game incredibly fast, you know, and the new guys struggled in the first 20 minutes to get the speed of the game. And as I say, when I watched it back, it just didn't seem to look that fast. But I can assure you, when I was at pitch side, it was incredibly fast.
Yeah, as you've said, you know, you've been planning this game for a while now. Your squad was picked last week. We spoke about that on last week's show. We'll go into a bit more in depth and have a look at your squad this time round. The preparation's been good this year?
Yeah, been great. Guys have been brilliant. We had a good game last weekend down in we're across in Edinburgh, played against Napier University, who are the British Uni champions, hurling champions for a number of years. Had a good game against them, good standard of hurlers. We kind of allowed them to use their hands, which made it a bit more difficult for us. And no, it was good. It was good practice. It was definitely worthwhile. It seems a long way to go, but it was worthwhile at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, going into a game like that where you mix the rules up a little bit as well, you know, going into for some players, might be the unknown, you know. But it was important to get a game against a hurling side, like you say.
Yeah, and I say, a number of guys that stepped up from the 21s last year into the senior squad really struggled with the pace of the game from the 21s to the seniors. So by giving our new guys, our new caps, a chance last week, maybe they'll pick up a bit of the pace. It wasn't as quick as international will be, but it does give them an idea of how quick it can be.
The fitness camps as well that you held a few weeks ago, you mentioned, you know, for example, Norman Campbell, you were really impressed with his fitness amongst others last week. As you say, the Irish are going to be fast to start with. And it's going to be a real kind of end-to-end match. And, you know, if the guys are fit, then that'll leave them in good stead.
Yeah, the first game last year, they came out and really put a number of points on us, but the guys, you know, stuck to the task, believed in the game plan, and that's what we need to do. You know, when things aren't going really, you just got to stick to the game plan, because we want the guys to, you know, try and enjoy possession of the ball and not just give it away like we normally do on a Saturday.
You'll leave Inverness tomorrow. Some of the guys will leave from Glasgow. You'll get together, I'd imagine, tomorrow afternoon. What's the plans? Straight into the game, or essentially straight into practice?
We meet up in Belfast, and then we get the bus down to Attai, which is just County Kildare, just south of Dublin. Check in, and then Mr. Bowman will do his magic with the guys, get them out, get them a hard session. Then we'll have some dinner and a team talk and whatnot, and, you know, try and get prepared for the following day.
Obviously, there's a real mix of players in there, abilities and clubs and what have you, and it's just good to get you know, everyone together. You know, a kind of team bonding exercise, if you like, as well. You know, that I know that you know, it won't be used as that, but to get you know, a group of guys, you know, some players who play in North Division 1, get them in and mingle with the Premier lads.
Yeah, and it's good. Also, there's a lot of, you know, club rivalry involved as well, and it's good to break those barriers.
Yep.
You know, when I was in the international duty, the first time I was roomed with, I think it was Michael Clark, you know, my sort of arch enemy or opponent, and can you see it? It was, you know, nice to see somebody in a different light and, you know, become a friend rather than just enemies from the couple of games we played a year. It's good to have that sort of community spirit within the whole of Shinty Rath, just in the clubs.
Yeah, I mean, it's only a couple of days, but the players will be living in amongst each other.
Yep, and they have been for the last number of weekends. Every Sunday they've been together for the last 5 weeks or so, you know. So, no, it's good. And, you know, we have a bit of fun picking who goes with who in which room and trying to cause a bit of trouble, you know.
Is there anyone who wants to avoid someone in particular? Or?
Well, if they do, they better not tell me, because that's who they'll be with.
Well, that's it. Keep them mixed up. That's it. It's good to hear. You picked your squad last week. You've spoke about it already. Very happy with the you know, the pool that you picked. And is that the group of guys who can lead us to this series victory?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. A bit unfortunate on Monday when I came back from late on from work, and Roddy McDonald had called off, unfortunately. So he something to do with the fire brigade, and he's got a course he can't get out of. So I've had to replace him with Sorley McDonald from Sky. Sorley was one of the guys who had been through the training sessions and whatnot, so yep. We had a few guys on standby, so delighted to phone Sorley on Monday night. Couldn't get a hold of him, he was on holiday, but he phoned me back on Tuesday morning. He was heading home to get himself organised. That was brilliant.
It's a blow for someone, but it's a real bonus for someone else.
Absolutely. Somebody loses out, somebody gains. You know, and Sorley is a good addition. He's a good lad, good player, loads of skill. That's what we're looking for, trying to portray our sport in the best light.
Well, one other man who's looking forward to Ireland, first of all, this weekend, in the return leg at Bucks Park in Inverness next weekend, is Captain Norman Campbell.
It was great. I've been a part of the team for quite a number of years. I had a captaincy back in 2006, and then it moved on to the other guys, which was fair enough, and to get the call again this year from Drew, I was over the moon. Yeah, excellent.
Drew's obviously introduced a few younger lads this year as well, trying to kind of change things as well, but you know yourself, like Gary Innes, some experienced head still in the squad.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, obviously there's some experience we've lost over the last few years, but we're bringing the younger ones through, and it's a transitional thing all the time, you know, because it's a yearly event, you know. And no, it's good to see some of the younger guys coming through, and hopefully another year or two left in me as well, and then we can see what happens after that.
The younger lads will kind of try and take it on as well, and you know, revitalise the side a little bit and get you going again this year.
Oh, definitely, aye. It's a game where fitness, you know, and a lot of enthusiasm needs to be there. So no, it's good to see them all there and training really hard this last 6-7 weeks, and I'm looking forward to it.
You're a regular in terms of the Shinty Hurling Internationals over the last couple of years, but you know, you're still excited about obviously the trip to Ireland and then the return leg at Bucks Park.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Always enjoy going over to Ireland. Unfortunately, it's not at Croke Park this year again, but I'm sure Athy will be a fantastic venue for it as well, and then back to Inverness in a week's time after the Ireland game. So yep, really looking forward to it, and long may it continue, you know.
Bucks Park Inverness, you were here a few weeks ago as well, and that was a great day for you.
Well, definitely, aye. It's the highlight of my Shinty career, by a long way for Newton Moore to lift the Scottish cap again after 25 years in waiting. Fantastic. I was 7 years old, I think, when the last time they won it. Mm-hmm. And to take it back home to Newton Moore, just the people, the reaction we got going back that night was just overwhelming. You don't actually realise what you'd done for the village until you go home to Newton Moore. It was just absolutely out of this world. Brilliant.
And celebrations were good afterwards?
Oh yes, aye, very good. Aye. One or two beers worth partaking in. I think it was about Tuesday. I think so. A lot of us say that was enough, you know. But no, brilliant, all the kids. It's brought the whole community together again, and I really hope we can push on from this now as a stepping stone for us to go on and maybe win hopefully more, you know.
The focus really turns to the international here, and as I say, you're over to Ireland first of all. How much are you looking forward to going over there?
Oh, I'm really looking forward. I mean, I always look forward to the Scotland games. It's a great atmosphere. It's great to mix with the other guys throughout all the whole shinty kind of area, you know. It's it'll be a good thing for us all, and the younger ones as well. You know, it's a new experience for them. Hopefully the old dogs can teach them a trick or two.
Well, that's it, from you fusing the two sports together as well. I mean, how difficult would that be, trying to get the younger lads round their heads around that first of all?
I think the preparation's been done in the last 6-7 weeks with the management team and that, and I think they're pretty well clued up in what's going to happen. Obviously a wee bit of nerves might set in on the day, but it's a case of playing your game. But as long as you play your game confidently and you attack the ball, I don't see it being a problem for any of them, you know.
Like Croke Park last year as well, that excellent win there. They win the game against the return leg the week after in Inverness, obviously didn't, you know, bring back some great memories. Is there revenge on the cards when you face them again?
Oh, definitely. We'll be looking to sort that out. I mean, last year our main priority was to go out to Ireland and get a result, and then we obviously thought we were strong enough to take them back to Inverness and win the series, but that wasn't to be. But that's sport for you. But no, we're going out there and we've got nothing in our heads but wanting to win and take them back to Inverness and win here as well, you know.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Newton Moore star man Norman Campbell, and of course the Scotland captain for the upcoming Shinty Hurling Internationals. Drew, we've already spoken at length about Norman Campbell, a great choice for captain for you.
Yeah, and I think he's just proven it by all that you said there. That was encouraging stuff from him, wasn't it? He's a cracking guy, and a really good choice as captain, and he won't let anybody down again like normal.
A real kind of rock for you. You know, he's had a number of tremendous performances, none more so than that Camara Cup final.
Yeah, and I think even, you know, for Norman, he's reached the pinnacle, but the number of knockbacks he's had playing with Newton Moore for a number of years and his disappointments through the years, he's stayed there through thick and thin, and it's a testament to him that he's, as I said a number of times in the show, and he's fit than he has been for years, which is incredible.
A real kind of reliable player for you in the team. Where are the match winners? Who can win the game for you?
I'm not one for sort of picking out individuals, because it will be a massive team game. We need to sort out our 65s and our 3s. We've been a bit lax with them. We've got a number of guys we look to take them in sidelines, but we've got a great wee guy who's showed up fantastically well in training, Kevin Bartlett. If he produces what he's produced at training, I'll be delighted, and people will be asking, where's he been, you know, because he's a wee star.
Mm-hmm. Is he one for the future squads? Can he go on and really play for a number of years now?
Well, he was unfortunate last year. He got injured, missed out in the 21s. Kept an eye on him this season. He's come away, produced some great stuff again. You know, boy from Caberfae, not one of your well-known teams, but he should be well-known after these two games.
I know that you're not going to, but in your head, do you have a kind of, you know, starting side?
Yeah, as I said, last year we started with our new caps. We started them early to get them a run, just to get them used to it, because they did struggle. And I'm likely probably to just put the new caps on again from the start.
Yeah,
it's because the experienced guys can come in and do us a massive job running with the rolling subs that allows us to take people on and off kind of at will.
Mm-hmm. Picking your starting side, obviously, in Ireland, do you perhaps go a different way next week? You know, is the two games different?
I think it will be, depending on the pitch when we get across there. Yeah, we'll be more attacking across there and more defensive in Inverness.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Shinty, hurling, a composite of the two sports fused together. I mean, how difficult is it to play it, first of all? I think, or get your head round it.
Well, even. I think both teams thoroughly enjoy it. They enjoy the physical challenge of it. I mean, it's incredibly physical. I don't know why it should be. It's not dirty at all. It's just extremely committed and extremely physical. Yeah. I don't know whether it's because the shinty guys are, you know, playing for their sport and the hurlers are doing likewise. You may have a degree of it, because when you come to see it in Inverness, you'll be blown away by the effort of the guys in the park, and every single tackle's made. Nobody misses a tackle.
Mm-hmm. As a manager, is, you know, how difficult is it to kind of set your side up to play? I mean, you last year you kept a lot of the ball on the ground. You know, it's different from it being a shinty manager in a way. You've got to, you know, you're competing against a totally different sport.
Yeah, we know their strengths, which is at the ball in the air, but again, I'm trying to get the guys to get the heads up, and rather than just think distance, think pass. That's the most important thing, think pass. Because there is some pass in shinty, but not as much as I'd like to think there could be.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it's hustle, bustle. The hurlers want it 100 mile an hour, I'd like us. Not necessarily to slow it down, but just, you know, take care of possession in defence and in the forward line. In fact, our defenders are better with the ball than our forwards have been traditionally in the shinty hurling, because if you lose the ball in your own last third, you tend to lose a point. Whereas in the forward line, we've been a little bit, I think, lax in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we get in there, last third, we need to come away with points.
The Irish camp was announced this week. We tried to get in touch with the Gaelic Association, but unfortunately we couldn't get anyone from there. We'll have to make do with Cali Thistle captain Richie Foran, who is a massive fan of hurling, and as you can imagine, there's only one side that he's supporting this weekend.
Yes, so I've talked to our old chairman George Fraser about, we had a bit of banter, you know, he's well into the shinty and I'm into the hurling, and I think the Scots won it last year, I think I've been reminded by a couple of people, so yeah, I'll be supporting the Irish lads this year, and I've no doubt in my mind that they'll go and get that cup back.
Did you play hurling when you were a young lad? And
I did indeed. I played a lot of hurling and a lot of Gaelic football up until I was 16. I played for me county, for Dublin. You know, I represented me county for about 5 years in a row. And 16 years of age, had to make a massive decision whether I wanted to stick to the Gaelic and the hurling, or I wanted to go for the soccer, because you just can't do them all together. And I chose soccer. You know, it was a really, really hard decision. I was brought up with Gaelic and hurling in my family, but I think I've made the right decision now over in Inverness, enjoying my life.
The guys will be over in a couple of weeks' time as well. I think you're at home to Motherwell the same day, so
right. They
might be hanging about for a party tonight, and if the Irish win, then you'll be leading that party.
Well, yeah, as you say, the Irish know how to party, and I'm sure I can show them a few spots in the town, but they've got to go and win a force, and hopefully they can. Hopefully we can beat Motherwell as well.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Cali Thistle captain Richie Foran making his debut on the MFR Shinty Show, and as you can imagine, Drew, he's going to be supporting his native Irish counterparts. A massive fan of hurling, he, you know, off mic, he described it as a real man sport. I'm sure that obviously compared with shinty as well. Well, hopefully we'll be able to spoil his party.
Yeah, I hope so. I haven't seen Richie playing yet, but I'd imagine he's wholehearted then if he's played the bit of the Gilbert Gaelic.
Yes, I'll vouch for that on that occasion. Some good banter going down there at Cali Thistle, with, of course, the connections to the shinty world and their ex-chairman George Fraser and their current chairman, Kenny Cameron. So hopefully that will continue, and I hope that Cameron and Fraser will be able to remind them of the score in a couple of weeks' time.
Let's hope so. Mind you, Richie didn't know who had won anyway, so we can always tell me won anyway, regardless, you'll still believe us.
That's very true. That's very true. Propaganda at its best. It is a kind of, you know, it's two sports, two, you know, shinty is a Scottish game, hurling Ireland's game. You know, hurling is massive over there, really, isn't it? I mean, it's unbelievable how much, I mean, you could say that, you know, it's more popular than you know, the League of Ireland football.
I think it is, actually. I mean, the Gaelic football itself is the most popular sport across there.
Mm-hmm.
Rugby itself fits in there somewhere as well. But the hurlers are trying to catch up with the Gaelic footballers. That's one of the reasons that they like to participate with this shinty game, because they kind of learn a little bit about us, and, you know, they look at it and we try to score more goals, and they're thinking about how they'll make their game more attractive. One of the ways is to try and score more goals, use less of their hands, because a hand can be perceived to be slowing the game down.
Mm-hmm.
More hurling on the ground, which is what they're doing with us. they've actually started a competition across an island where they don't, it's ground hurling, there's no hands. So they're trying to evolve their sport, and it would be nice if we could learn from them and try and evolve shinty to you know, bring in more people. I think there's something like 100,000 active hurlers in Ireland or something like that.
Incredible. I mean, it's probably another conversation, another talk, debate even, for another day. You know, looking across the water and seeing how popular our sport hurling is, you know, it's does it make you jealous that perhaps that Scotland doesn't treat shinty the same way?
I think so. I think it's a good traditional sport. It's part of our culture. I think it's got everything about, you know, there's no diving about, there's no histrionics. It's amateurs trying to be, and just because they're amateurs doesn't mean they can't act like professionals. Some of the guys at the top are extremely professional how they go about their sport. But yeah, if we could get more spectators in, it would be brilliant. You know, to spread the word.
A real man's game, as Richie Foran best described it there.
Yeah, and I think people look at it from the outside and think it's dangerous. It is dangerous, but not as dangerous as people think. You know, the injuries aren't as horrific as people would suspect, and because we're all amateurs, we've all got work on Monday, and the onus is on you to make sure that person's at work the next day.
Yeah. The Scotland versus Ireland, you know, as we said, you know, the cultural sports, but it's two nations coming together, like in the Six Nations or the football. We want to beat them.
Yeah, that's the first thing. We have to beat them, but we also have to portray our sport in the best light possible. We can do that by giving 100%, playing with a smile and enjoying ourselves on and off the park.
Yeah, because, you know, as much as it can be a victory for Scotland, it'll also be a victory for shinty as well.
That's the thing. That's the most important thing, is that we go across here and give a good account of ourselves. And there's not many Irish folk you won't meet after the game and say that, you know, what a great sport shinty is.
Yeah, I think we said 2 weeks ago that unfortunately after the game, you know, you have to go back there. I'm sure you would have liked to have enjoyed a bit of the Irish crack, as they say, but that'll come next week. I think there's a reception after the game at Buck Park, so it'll be a chance to, you know, not obviously catch up with the guys, but not just that, you know, it's also bounce off each other and share the ideas.
Yeah, that's the important thing. That's the thing that should be happening more at the top level rather than just amongst the players, because we can't affect the change within our sport, and we're looking for the Camogie Association to be, you know, picking the GAA brains and see what their model is and try and work on that, you know, try and glean what they can.
Because the crowds that the hurling can get, you know, I mean, you can't compare the two. It's, you know, it's very unfair on that. But you know, perhaps that they're doing a getting crowds in a different way that perhaps the Cameron Acton Shinty could also copy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as I say, they're gleaning what they can off us about the how we, you know, make our game exciting. They're trying to make their catch up with the footballers.
All focus on Ireland first of all. But in the back of your mind, are you thinking about next week already? The return leg?
No, I've gone through that already. I've got both weeks sorted out.
Yep.
Just need the result on this one to sort out, fully sort out the following week.
You'll get back to that on Monday when
back. Yeah, I've already got my sort of game plan ready for both the games, so hopefully it'll go all right.
And hopefully the return leg, I mean, the attendance for the Camogie Cup final was really good, and the attendance is on the whole, you know, at Bacht Park for these kind of fixtures and finals and have been good.
So hopefully
we'll get a real good crowd going next weekend.
And good atmospheres, you know, vocal and, you know, whether it's people, because it is a great spectacle, whether they know of the spectacle or whatnot, I don't know. But it would be good to get as many folk there and just go and enjoy themselves. It's quite a fun day.
Yeah, indeed, and you can win a pair of tickets to next week's game on mfr.co.uk from Monday the 24th of October. Head on to the MFR website and answer the simple question: who is the manager of the Scotland shinty team? Is it A, Craig Levein, B, Drew McNeil, or C, Andy Robinson? And if you can't get that one and you're a regular listener to the MFR shinty show, then I'm worried. And so is the man sitting beside me, who may or may not be the answer to that question. We'll have to find out, of course, in the coming week. Drew, best of luck for the weekend. I think that everyone in the world of shinty, and indeed the country you're representing, the Saltire, is behind you.
We'll go and give it our best crack.
Excellent. Especially the crack as well. It's important when you're in Ireland to get some of the crack. And hopefully it's a victory for Shinty this weekend. I was going to say enjoy your weekend wherever the Shinty takes you, but of course all roads lead to County Kildare in Ireland. As Scotland take on Ireland, we'll be back next week with the look at the return leg as Scotland welcome the Irish to Buck Park in Inverness.